Experience World Highlight League through the interactive WJAL fan portal. Head over to wjal.eprn.us. Experience all of the Battle Court and H2H Highlight competition from the Magic City Fronton in Miami, Florida. These spring and fall 2023 seasons are packed with head-to-head Highlight action. Tune in and listen in to scores and stats for your favorite team with the weekly WJAL Recap Podcast. Check out the Lifestyle Miami Chargers, Rabote Renegades, Dahada Devils, Cesta Cyclones, and the Wall Warriors at wjal.eprn.us.
America's new super sport.
Welcome back to WJAL Recap, the pre-championship match edition. And I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, along with co-host Rockin' Ray Haluska, here on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Tune in to the championship match this Friday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Go to watchhighlight.com and get some more info and a full view of the past season that we just had. Just head on over to the fan portal at wjal.eprn.us. And today's recap sponsors are World Highlight League, Claro KC, but of course, Black Star Fund, LLLP, and Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. On board and become a regular listening member on EPRN, and go to eprn.us. And with that, let's take a short break here, pay some bills with some sponsor messages. So stay tuned in right here to WJAL Recap.
H2H is the world's fastest ball sport played in a new electrifying format. Highlight H2H features two singles players or two doubles teams in a head-to-head battle for court dominance. The game is played on a three-wall court that measures just 120 feet long by 33 feet wide with a ball that travels up to 150 miles per hour. An H2H match is won by the player who is first to secure a total of 2 out of 3 sets. It takes 6 points to win a set and 2 sets to win a match. Simply put, the goal is to catch one more ball than your opponent. Just like in tennis, a player may fault once on a serve, but if 2 serves result in faults, then the opponent wins the point. At the start of a new point, the ball is served by the winner of the previous point. However, at the start of a new set, the loser of the previous set serves first. After the ball hits the front wall, it must be caught in the air or after only 1 bounce. Players may catch and throw from out of bounds, but if the ball lands out of bounds, then the point goes to the opposition. The ball is lethal, the game is lightning fast, and the action is limitless. It's the game you didn't know you needed to know. This is Highlight H2H.
There's plenty of sports excitement to go around. WatchHighlight.com. Live the high life and WatchHighlight.com. It's the official home of H2H and Battle Court Highlight. The all-new format for the fastest ball game on earth. When you sign up free to WatchHighlight.com, you'll have access to live H2H and Battle Court singles and doubles matches. You'll learn about the players from interviews and live commentary from the Magic City Fronton announcers, Stu Nyman and Andrew Blackman. Experience the high life and don't miss out on Fantasy High Life. You'll find out all you need to know about the three-wall sport at WatchHighLife.com. Black Star Fund LLP isn't your typical business services B2B specialty business. As you may have noticed, we love handling complex problems for businesses. Alternative business lending, precious metals banking, business and personal credit restoration services. These are just a few of our B2B services. Get started and go to BlackStarFundLLP.com. That's BlackStarFundLLP.com. In case you're wondering, LLP stands for Limited Liability, Limited Partnership. My name's Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and I'm also the Managing General Partner with Blackstar Fund, LLP, providing business to business services for your business certainly involves trust and partnership. Our services are ideal for small and mid-range businesses with 3 years or more of operating experience. Startups are also welcome to inquire about startup loan programs and other consultative business services. Let's start off with a confidential conversation related to your business. Book your 30-minute consultation and let's talk. Give me a call at 980-201-9878 or just fill out the contact form at BlackStarFundLLP.com.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.
And welcome back to this second segment of the pre-championship recap here for WJAL on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. And we have a lot of scores to share. We've been away from the microphone for a couple of weeks now, and I have five sets of scores for you, so I'm just going to jump right in for the scores, starting off from the last recap from Friday, April 28th, that Friday match. Starting from there, we had the Cesta Cyclones versus the Wall Warriors. Six matches were played. In the first match, we have Manny versus Arats. Manny of the Cesta Cyclones pulls off the win in split sets 6-2 and 6-2. In the second match, we have Carbio and Bradley of the Cesta Cyclones versus Gonega and Ben of the Wall Warriors. Carbio and Bradley pull off the win in straight sets 6-4 and 6-0. In the third match, we have Flores and Manny versus Joseph and Arta. Flores and Manny pull off the win in straight sets 6-2 and 6-2. In the fourth match, we have Manu versus Gocieri. Gocieri pulls off the win for the Wall Warriors in straight sets 6-4 and 6-2. In the fifth match, we have Correa and Bradley versus Joseph and Arats. Joseph and Arats pull off the win in the second and third sets 6-2 and 6-4. In the sixth and final match of the evening, we have Flores and Manu versus Gonaga and Ben. Gonaga and Ben pull off the win in straight sets 6-2 and 6-1. And ultimately, this match ended up as a tie. But I do have a highlighted player for the match, and it's Manny. Manny pulled off, participated in a doubles win and pulled off a singles win. And moving on to Monday, May 1st, 2023, we have the Lifestyle Miami Chargers versus the Cesta Cyclones. In the first match, we have Williams and Benny versus Correa and Bradley. Williams and Benny pull off the win in the second and third sets, 6-2 and 6-1 for the Lifestyle Miami Chargers. In the second match, we have Zuleika and Arando versus Flores and Manu. Flores and Manu pull off the win in the second and third sets, 6-3 and 6-5 for the Cesta Cyclones. In the third match, we have Benny versus Carbio. Benny pulls off the win for the Lifestyle Miami Chargers in split sets, 6-4 and 6-5. In the fourth match, we have Iturbide versus Manny. Iturbide pulls off the win in the second and third sets, 6-4 and 6-5. In the fifth match, we have Zuleika and Arando versus Carbio and Bradley. Zuleika and Irondo pull off the win in the second and third set, 6-2 and 6-4. In the sixth and final match of the evening, we have Williams and Spinner versus Flores and Manny. Williams and Spinner pull off the win in split set, 6-5 and 6-3. And that gave the Lifestyle Miami Chargers the win, and they wind up with 6.5 points. And the Cesta Cyclones are awarded 1.5 points. And the highlighted players for this match are Benny and Williams. Excuse me. And moving on to Tuesday, May 2nd, we have the Wall Warriors versus the Dahada Devils. The Wall Warriors, in the first match, we have Bueno and Nicholas versus Jeddin and Urbieta. Bueno and Nicholas pull off the win in split set, 6-3 and 6-3 for the Wall Warriors. In the second match, we have Ikeda versus El Barba. Ikeda pulls off the win in straight sets, 6-1 and 6-0. In the third match, we have Julian versus Douglas. Douglas pulls off the win for the Dahada Devils, 6-3 and 6-1 in the second and third sets. In the fourth match, we have Bueno versus Jeddin. Bueno pulls off the win in straight sets, 6-4 and 6-5. In the fifth match, we have Ikeda and Julian versus Jairo and Kubala. Ikeda and Julian pull off the win in the second and third sets, 6-1 and 6-4. In the sixth and final match of the evening, we have Inaki and Nicholas versus Douglas and Urbieta. Inaki and Nicholas pull off the win in split sets, 6-4 and 6-0. And that gave the Wall Warriors the win with 6.5 points. And the Dahada Devils wind up with 1. And there are 3 highlighted players for Tuesday's match. And Bueno, Ikeda, and Nicholas are the highlighted players. And for Friday, May 5th, 2023, we have the Dahada Devils versus the Wall Warriors. And in the first match, we have Urbieta versus Julian. Julian of the Wall Warriors pulls off the win, 6-4 and 6-4 in straight sets. In the second match, we have Jeddin and Douglas versus Inaki and Rock. Inaki and Rock pull off the win, 6-4 and 6-3 in straight sets. In the third match, we have Kubala versus Ikeda. And this match was actually a forfeit by Kubala, and Ikeda takes the win. And in the fourth match, we have Jeddin versus Bueno. Bueno pulls off the win in the second and third set, 6-1 and 6-1. In the fifth match, we have Jairo and Kubala versus Ikeda and Julian. Jairo and Kubala pull off the win in straight sets, 6-3 and 6-2. And then the sixth and final match of the evening, we have Douglas and Urbieta versus Inaki and Nicholas. Douglas and Urbieta pull off the win in straight sets, 6-5 and 6-5 for the Dahada Devils. But it was in a losing effort, as the Wall Warriors wind up with 4.5 points and the Dahada Devils wind up with 3. And in the final set of matches here, the playoff match for Monday, May 8th, 2023, we have the Lifestyle Miami Chargers versus the Robote Renegades. And 5 matches were played. In the first match, we have Zuleika and Irondo versus Gauthier and Ben. Zuleika and Irondo pull off the win in the second and third set, 6-1 and 6-3. In the second match, we have Iturbide and Spinner versus Gonaga and Arta. Iturbide and Spinner pull off the win in the second, and they pull off the win in straight sets, 6-2 and 6-4. In the third match, we have Williams and Benny versus Joseph and Aratz. Williams and Benny pull off the win in split sets, 6-2 and 6-5. And from there, it was pretty much over. But we'll continue. In the fourth match, Iturbide and Irondo versus Gonaga and Ben. Gonaga and Ben pull off the win in the fourth match, 6-4 and 6-5 in straight sets. And in the fifth and final match, we have Zuleika and Benny versus Gauthier and Aratz. Gauthier and Aratz pull off the win in split sets, 6-1 and 6-1, but it was all for a losing effort as the Roboto Renegades wind up with 2 points. And the Lifestyle Miami Chargers pull off the win with 3 points, and that put them into the championship match this Friday. And Rockin' Ray, what do you have to add?
You haven't been keeping up. They only did 5 matches, which is different than the normal 6. And the same thing will happen in the championship event. There'll be 5 doubles matches with each of the numerically ranked teams playing their counterpart from the opposition. Some interesting stuff I looked up. The Chargers and Warriors met 4 times during the season, and the Chargers won 3 of those matches. And that probably is what put them into the, you know, into the championship, because they won the February 14th. They beat the Chargers, beat the Renegades 4 points to 3.5. They lost on March 14th, 5 points to 2.5. But then in the last 2 matches, on March 21st and March 31st, they it was the same score, but Warriors won the first one on March 21st, Chargers won the second one, and the score in both those days was 6.1 to 1.5. Those two washed out. It's March 14th, the Chargers won 5.2 to 5. And, they gathered 22 of their 63 points came against the Warriors. As I said before, you can see this in highlight world, they ranked the various teams, and the number one ranked team, the Chargers, Zaleka and Benny, will play Anaki and Nicholas. During the season, those two teams did not meet. Remember, Anaki was injured for a long time. Zaleka and Benny were 4-4, though, as the number one ranked team. And Anaki and Nicholas were 2-1 in some late action that Anaki was able to get into. Second game will be Echeverria and Spinner. They were 6-2 throughout the season, and they were 2-0 versus their counterpart, Akita and Zulin, who finished the season with a 5-3 record. Zuleika and Iriondo were 7-5 in their various matches, 1-1 versus Bueno and Nicholas, who were 8-4. They had the Bueno and Nicholas had an outstanding double season from the number 3 slot. Fourth, Iturride and Iriondo, 4 wins, 8 losses. They did not play Inaki and Roque, who were only 1-0. And that's a little bit of a wild card matchup. And finally, Williams and Benny were 3-5, and they were 0-2 against Bueno and Joel, and that combo finished 6-2 for the Warriors. So that's a lot to be nervous about, depending on who you're supporting. The Chargers won 13 matches to 11 for the Warriors in their head-to-head meetings. And each team was 29-29 in sets won. And just a reminder, the Warriors surpassed the season-long leading Renegades with the help of those 2 big wins over the Devils in the final 2 regular season games. 73 points for the Warriors, 63.5 for the Lifestyle Miami Chargers, who had to come back from a long way as largely a Daniel composed team adapted to the Magic City court, but in the end they were going pretty good. There's a lot to be excited about there and this. Also, You can bet those matches on BetRivers.com. And now, second last week of the season, DraftKings online sports betting is at, now offering highlight betting.
Wow.
Which
okay.
I can't, and that may vary by state to state because I haven't been able to find it on here in Pennsylvania, but other people are posting the odds. The odds can be a little sweeter on Bet Rivers, but not enough to open a new account if you don't already have one. But if you do the DraftKings state, you can check and see if they offer highlight there and get in on some of the action. The odds were pretty reasonable for this. Let me pull those up for a second. Where's my highlight? And I was, come on. Here we go, way down there, below handball. Let's get the highlight moved up to closer to the top. Actually, that's in alphabetical order, so that's not a reflection on how much is being bet on anything.
Okay.
In the first game, number one ranked match, Zulake and Benny, they're plus 122, meaning they're slight underdogs to Anakri and Nicholas at minus 167. Second match, Ikebidi and Spinner, minus 200. Remember, minus odds means you're the favorite. You won't win an even money bet, but you'll win the bet if you pick the right team and you'll get a little back. Aikido and Jolin are plus 145. Zuleika and Iriondo and Bueno and Nicholas, they're both ranked at minus 117. And that will, that could be a major match in this day because Bueno and Nicholas have played well all season and Zuleika and Iriondo came on later and we'll see if they've come on enough to overtake Bueno and Nicholas. Fourth match, Ikebidi and Iriondo, plus 145 underdogs to Inaki and Rock at 200. Surprised the odds of that. Much in favor of Inaki and Rock, considering that they didn't play a lot of matches together. But I guess they're really counting on Inaki being in top form and theoretically the best player on the court. Final match, Williams and Benny versus Bueno and Jordan. Williams and Benny are plus 145. And Bueno and Jolin minus 200. I can't really argue with that. So if you just going from underdog standpoints, the Warriors have a favorite in three matches. The Chargers in one, and the other one's a toss up. So that could very well turn into some interesting outcomes, and all six players in each team will be playing at least one match in the playoff. No singles matches; it's all doubles. And I would have been nice to see a Zuleika match versus probably Inaki, but we'll have to wait another year for that. But it's going to be an exciting conclusion. The season kind of had a little bit of a lull at about the two-thirds mark, but then the end, when people realized, wow, it's almost over, then the Chargers really kicked it in and got themselves qualified. The poor Devils needed to win 9 points on the final two game days between against the Warriors, and they end up losing 9 of the 15.5 points, so they've finished far enough out of the money. And the Warriors were also had the motivation of wanting to get ahead of the Chargers, so they had to play one match to win the championship instead of two. So I don't think the extra time off will hurt them, and I expect a really good match, good chance for some. If none of the individual odds of those matches appeal to you, you can do some parlays, combine your favorites in a few matches, and come up with better odds.
Yeah.
Of course, they both have to hit, but like if you pick Zulek and Benny and Akita and Julian, both underdogs in their the first and second matches, that would be at plus 444 instead of its individual bets plus 122 and plus 145. So that's the fun of a parlay. And if you lose the first one, then you just enjoy the second match because you're out of the game already. But then you'll be at the edge of your seat rooting for your the guys you pick in the next match to come through. And I hope enough wagering has happened on Bet Rivers this season and on DraftKings in recent weeks that the betting options will be expanded in the future. Not just player matchups, but team matchups and other bets that were previously on Bet Rivers. Maybe they'll come back with the competitive fires of DraftKings also offering wagering on the sport. Anyway, that's what we have for today. My preseason bet was the Lifestyle Miami Chargers to win a championship. So I'll admit my bias
was that. Yeah.
It took a little longer for Zuleika to do as well as he ended up doing at the end and helping to lead them to the championship entry. But we'll see what he can do on Friday. And the rest of the team also have to have a good day to make my my bet come true. But whatever your bet is, have fun and let's see some great highlights, as we should. I expect them to really amp it up, and hopefully all five matches matter, which means we're 2-2 coming into the final game. And that's it.
All right. Well, yeah, I'm torn between both squads there, both teams. You know, I like Nicholas and I like Benny, so I just want to see an exciting match. And, you know, with that, I want you guys to tune in this Friday, 7 p.m. Head on over to watchhighlight.com, and also check out more information on players and all of the teams at World Highlight League at wjal.eprn.us. And with that, enjoy the championship match coming up.
Highline, America's new super sport.